Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you all very much for listening to us. It's been a pleasure to play for you. Thank you so much. On the guitar and some of the vocals, Mr. Gintrow on the guitar and the vocals. On the bass and some of the vocals, Mr. Keith Mosley. On the drums, the apartment QC58, Mr. Jeff Sykes.
Friday Night Specials with Diane Lenning. This is Diane Lenning, your host, broadcasting to you live from the United States of America. We are so glad you're here with us tonight. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much again for this opportunity to share with people around the world the good news and the things of the Bible that tell us how to improve ourselves and how to be better people, better Christians, and how to let go of those shackles of life from our sinly life as when we walked in darkness. Lord, we know that sometimes it's difficult to live an upright, holy life, but we know that with you and your help, you are with us, and you can help us to grow stronger and more mature and like the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for those who are sick tonight that you would heal them. We pray for a special touch for them. We thank you for the National Day of Prayer we had yesterday in the United States. And we know people all over America were praying for America and the world yesterday, praying for our country and for other countries and for peace, harmony, and safety around the world. And we just bind the spirits of evil that would try to foil God's kingdom and try to hurt his children. Lord, we pray a protection of hedge, a protective hedge around God's children that the enemy would not see to harm us, that the enemy would be so concerned about himself and his own things that he would not want to bother himself with your children. We pray, Lord, for those who are other religions, that you would reveal yourself to them, that they will see the love of God within each one of your children around the world and be drawn to the Lord because of our millions of gospel lights each one of us is around the world. Give us health and strength, we pray, Lord God, to do the work that you have called us to do, for we know that your kingdom will be soon upon us, and we praise you for that. And thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my friends, we went for a little trip last week, and I packed my Bible in my suitcase, and I haven't packed that study Bible or unpacked it yet, the one that I was hoping to read from Revelation again and then with all of the reference verses. So I'm going to have to delay starting in Revelation again 1 week until I can get that Bible out. But I do have another Bible I can use. It's a different translation. It's called Paraphrase. And we can still have a Bible study tonight. It'll just be a little different. And I'm going to read about something that I hope will help you if you are one who is having trouble and not seeing your life go in a good direction. You've given your heart to the Lord and you're asking yourself and you're asking God, why aren't things going better for me? Well, I have some scriptures tonight that may explain that to you and may help you. So we're going to be reading tonight in Psalms and Isaiah. So get your Bible out, pen, paper, and pencil, whichever you use, pen or pencil, and for a couple of moments until we get back, we are going to worship the Lord together, and let's listen together to Here I Am to Worship. I will be right back with you, so stay with me. Worship together in the Spirit right now. Praise the Lord.
Darkness, open my eyes, let me see beauty that makes this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am. Together wonderful to me.
The Bible tells of many whose faith in God produced amazing results. Hebrews tells of those who, through faith, subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, and out of weakness were made strong. You can look in verses of Hebrews chapter 11, verses 33 to 34, clear to 40 actually, that can be words of encouragement for you in Hebrews chapter 11. The list of heroes of the faith has grown through the ages, and you know, you and I can be a part of that list. Because of God's power and faithfulness, we can attempt great things for God and expect great things from God. As Jones once wrote, if God can hang the stars on high, can paint the clouds that drift on by, can send the sun across the sky, what can his power do through you? Well, I just read from a little booklet called Our Daily Bread, and it's a one-page reading each day for a word of encouragement that you can have for free if you would look it up on a website or call a number I'm going to give you. Actually, I just have a website and an address. So Our Daily Bread is a famous daily study or reading to be a source of spiritual food to Christians in America. I think you would enjoy it too. You can find out about it on the website www.rbc.org. Again, that's www.r as in Robert, b as in boy, c as in cat, rbc, that is, .org. Again, www.rbc.org. If you wish to write RBC Ministries, it's P.O. Box 2222, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Again, that's RBC Ministries, P.O. Box 2222, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. I'm going to be taking that to my friend who's in the hospital and will be for a few more weeks. You can use these for various reasons, and I would suggest you start out using it for yourself once you have read those daily bread little pages of encouragement. I think you will understand how they can be helpful and just give you spiritual food every day. So you've been wondering, Lord, why haven't you been answering my prayers? Why aren't things happening in my life the way I had hoped or as fast as I hoped? Well, it just doesn't always happen like we dream or as fast as we hope. But God does have a plan for our lives. I can assure you of that. Maybe tonight I'll get a little bit of opportunity to share a little bit about my testimony if our friend from Kenya isn't able to call in. But of course, if he calls in, I give him time to interpret in Swahili. That's our first priority. I'm going to read for you tonight, I hope, some words of encouragement out of Psalm 28. Psalms is in the middle of your Bible if you have the whole book of the Bible with the Old and the New Testament. And King David is talking and praying with the Lord here. I plead with you to help me, Lord, for you are my rock of safety. If you refuse to answer me, I might as well give up and die. See, even kings get discouraged. You're not the only one. Everyone at some point in their life gets discouraged. And that's when we need to read scripture and pray with the Lord and pray with others for the Lord to lift us up. And then see what he does here. Lord, I lift my hands to heaven and implore your help. Oh, listen to my cry. I like to lift my hands to heaven. to praise and worship the Lord. There's just a connection with God that comes with that kind of worship of the Lord. And I find that during worshiping the Lord is often when he answers prayers. Don't punish me with all the wicked ones who speak so sweetly to their neighbors while planning to murder them. Give them the punishment they so richly deserve. Measure it out to them in proportion to their wickedness. Pay them back for all their evil deeds. They care nothing for God, or what he has done or what he has made. Therefore God will dismantle them like old buildings, never to be rebuilt again. Oh, praise the Lord, for he has listened to my pleadings. He is my strength, my shield from every danger. Hang on to that scripture. He is my strength, my shield from every danger. I trusted in him, and he helped me. Joy rises in my heart until I burst out in songs of praise to him. The Lord protects his people and gives victory to his anointed king. Praise the name of the Lord. He protects us. Hallelujah. Defend your people, Lord. Defend and bless your chosen ones. Lead them like a shepherd and carry them forever in your arms. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. He is great, isn't he? So take that word of encouragement for yourself that, yes, our times in life are often difficult. They are for everyone. And you'll find that some people often don't share their difficult times. They're just private individuals. But I assure you, everyone has difficulties in times of trial and need of encouragement. So let's continue to pray one for another, for we know that everyone needs encouragement and uplifting of Christ the Lord that only he can give us. Let's lift the Lord, lift his name on high together. Organization that I help support and I believe in. It was founded by my mother's cousin, Ralph Mahoney, and now his daughter and son-in-law, Frank and Wendy Parrish, are in charge of World Map. They have a shepherd's program, and sometimes they go visit places around the world and do camp meetings. And they have been in this ministry over 50 years. And I'm sure Frank has been as well, but I can remember that my cousin Ralph used to go all over the world, and he used to go to Africa a lot. I think he knew personally the president of Zimbabwe and some other countries in Africa. And I know that they would bless you if you would connect with them. Perhaps they could help you with training ministers. They have programs in various languages. I'm looking here right now at their program they have written in, I think it's Hindi, for the Hindus in India. Let me just read a little bit from what he says. He says, "Dear friend, World Map has been given a global assignment, which includes billions of people who have not yet heard the gospel. In our efforts to equip others to reach such vast numbers, we can chart trends, catalog unreached groups, and analyze God's work in the nation. But in all our doing, we would be remiss if we forgot one important fact. Each statistic represents an individual person for whom God longs. He sees each one and knows every name. He sees the heartache and struggle and desires that each person know his saving love, redemptive hope, and forgiving power. Every person was made for him, the Lord God, to experience his fellowship now and throughout eternity." A recent letter from Pastor Bhuvan in Nepal reminded us afresh of this truth. Nepal is primarily Hindu and only 1% Christian. Life is hard and brutal for most people in Nepal, perhaps like it is in your area where you live. But those without Christ endure those horrific trials alone and without help or hope. Christians, too, face very real persecution in Nepal. After some formidable challenges, Pastor Bhuvan wrote to tell us, "We felt a lot of comfort during our hard days because the Lord was teaching us. Even in hardest trials, the Lord was with us, and he was seeing our tears. Even amid suffering, Bhuvan had powerful consolation. A loving Savior was with him personally, through such trials. Glory be to God. He is the Lord of Lords and always does the best." Pastor Bhuvan received God's overcoming strength during his own trials. Yet as a maturing believer, he looked beyond his own struggles to share his hope in Christ and serve the needs of others. He tells of a relative who used to hate a lot about Christians and the Bible, but we realize God is working in his life. We discuss a lot about our faith, and he seems very positive. He says he has several dreams of Jesus calling to him. Let's pray that the Lord may work to save him fully. He speaks of another family member who was staying with us 7 months and started to read the Bible and go to church. She told all relatives she had given her life to the Lord Jesus. Pastor Bhuvan and his wife lead a church and also speak at pastors' gatherings in his area. Yet they are sensing God's call to do more. After much prayers and thought, we decided that we will give our life to God's disposal as he wants to use. We will be available for his purposes. Perhaps your group there where you are listening is feeling a similar call of God, that he wants you to do more in your area. pray that if that is on your heart, that he would prepare you for that and guide you and give you strength and understanding and the ability to know and hear what he wants you to do. Well, Pastor Sivan's wife, Sunira, thinks a lot about the least, last, and lost. Her home district, which was about 1 million people, had only about 1,500 of them who are Christians. Sarlawi has bad reputations of killing daughters-in-law for dowry, and many of the girls have to be married at age 9 or 10. Many girls spend their childhood chasing their parents' cattle or finding firewood or grass from local jungle. Parents think sending their girl to school is a waste of money. So Sunira wants to be used by the Lord to change this scenario through gospel and service. We will wait on the Lord until he makes everything clear. I think that's a good suggestion for you, my friends. To wait upon the Lord means to call in prayer continually throughout each day until he makes everything clear for the plan he has for you and your local congregation. It is hard to fathom the suffering and brutality that Bhuvan and Sunira witnessed, yet they have come to know that true change for both individuals and societies can only come by one heart at a time, being transformed by God's love and power. Bhuvan and Sunira are just two people, but they have experienced God's love personally. They know what he alone can do and have thus yielded their lives to be used by God to reach others for his glory. God is filling them with profound vision and purpose. Their prayer request is to see the Lord and his purposes as we move forward during trials. We may not be bitter to situation or anyone. We may grow more in relation with him. Our daily needs to be met by the Lord and for us to depend on him for everything in our lives. Are you depending on God for everything in your lives? Are you praying daily and asking him for guidance and help in doing and knowing what to do for you, your family, and your community, giving you enlightenment and understanding of how to improve the lives in your community? God can bring that understanding for you. You know, we're humble and honored to serve pastors like Bhuvan and Sunira. This is Wendy and Frank talking here, who exemplify the precious saints who labor in the Lord's harvest in these days. Their stories highlight how life-changing the equipping materials of World Map can be, not only in one church leader's ministry, but also far beyond, to the multitudes of lost and broken individuals whom they will reach with the message of Christ. World Map does not send a lot of requests for donations, but these are days of historic opportunity and a pressing need. The global church is growing rapidly, praise the Lord for that, and strongly equipped leadership is essential. If you are believing and feeling that the Lord is calling you to a leadership in the Christian world, I have some answers for you in a few minutes, so make sure you have your pen and pencil and paper, and you can write down this website and contact information I will give you to get materials to train you. Bhuvan writes of the urgent need for sound Christian family education in many villages of Nepal, where the church is in the early stage. Many leaders need so many foundational as well as discipleship materials. So if you would like discipleship materials and materials that help train pastors, they have what they call the shepherd staff and other materials so that people can grow in the Lord and know about being a Christian. This lack of materials is widespread, and yet doors are open wide with opportunities to fill it. World Map is poised to make a significant impact in the lives of pastors and the people of your nations with your help. We would simply ask if there is something you would give before the year end that would help us expand, placing the materials into the hands of leaders like Bhuvan and Sunira and others who are willing to serve the Lord in the most challenging places in the world. Now, if you are not one who can give financially, perhaps you're one who needs the benefit of the materials. And whichever it is for you, I will let the Lord lead in that regard. The website that you can find out more about this and how you could get materials to train your people in your community and how you could find out to see if they can come and do a campus meeting or a crusade in your area, get ready to write, www.world-map.com. A hyphen is just like a line in between the words, world-map. It's about in the middle of the letters. Again, that's www.world-map.com. I'll spell that out. www.world-map.com. Now, their email also has world-map.com at the end, but to start the email, if you want to email them, you have an email account, it's WMAP, and then that at sign, it looks like a circle around an A, world-map.com. Again, if you want to email them, it's WMAP at world-map.com. Their phone number is 818-843-7233. If you are calling from outside of America, you might have to dial a 1 or something before that number. But again, their number is 818-843-7233. So check with your country with what number you'll have to dial first to call international. World Maps address is 1419 North San Fernando Boulevard. I know that's four words in the name of the street. North San Fernando Boulevard in the city of Burbank, California, 91504. If you didn't get that and you would like to get that information from me, you can always email me. I do try to say it every time. It's listed on my Blog Talk Radio website. You can email me at diane@lenning.com, diane@lenning.com, and I'd be happy to forward that contact information to you through emails. Now, my friend from Africa, who usually calls into this show, says he's tried to email me, but I have not received that email yet. So if that doesn't work, try to befriend me on Facebook. I am able to talk to him in Africa. Oh, and he's called in. Praise the name of the Lord. I am able to talk to my friend John in Africa via Facebook. So if you'd like to befriend me, look up Diane Lenning on Facebook. That's www.facebook.com, and try to befriend me on the website where I'm wearing a gold suit. The one where I have my graduation hat is full, and I can't take any more friends. And so you can talk to me through Facebook. Oh, he hung up. I hope he calls in again. I was going to let him talk and have a lot of time. Well, we'll just pray, dear Lord, help him to call in again and help him to stay on, Lord, so I can let him share. I've been waiting for him to call in for 35 minutes. So we pray, Lord God, that you would put in his heart to call in again. So in the meantime, let's just pray together and worship the Lord and we'll take a break. I will be back, whether he calls in or not, and I will continue on. Let's just praise the Lord together, and let's just glorify the Lord. We glorify you, Lord. Be right back. John, when I bring you on, is open in prayer in Swahili. I've already finished pretty much what I'm going to do tonight, but I can do more. And after you've prayed, then I'd like you to read the last two chapters in Revelation, because I don't think you got those read in Swahili. Okay, so we're bringing you on. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you?
Good. You need to get closer to the microphone.
Okay.
So did you hear what I would like you to do?
Yes, can you hear me well?
Okay, you need to get your mouth closer to the phone. All right, go ahead. Praise the name of the Lord. He got disconnected, so let's just worship the Lord together and wait for him to come back on. Hallelujah. Just worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord, for your mighty acts and all your great wonders, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. want to read in Isaiah 59 tonight. So let's turn to Isaiah 59. Remember, if you're discouraged and things aren't going just like you like, listen to how the scripture tells about similar stories of humanity throughout time and how they prayed to God and how God answered their prayer. Isaiah 59, listen now, the Lord is not too weak to save you, and he isn't getting deaf. He can hear you when you call. But the trouble is that your sins have cut you off from God. Because of sin, he has turned his face away from you and will not listen anymore. Now, I'm not saying necessarily that that's you, but it just remember that if we're still serving the Lord, we want to make sure we don't sin and don't cause God to cut us off. For in this case, your hands are those of murderers and your fingers are filthy with sin. Hopefully he's not talking about any of you. Praise the name of the Lord. You lie and grumble and oppose the good. No one cares about being fair and true. That's interesting. Boy, we see quite a bit of that in America today, unfortunately. We're praying for a great revival in America, and we pray for a great revival in your country, too. Your lawsuits are based on lies. You spend your time plotting evil deeds and doing them. Oh my, we are seeing that. Like I've never seen it in America before. You spend your time and energy in spinning evil plans, which end up in deadly actions. You cheat and shortchange everyone. Everything you do is filled with sin. Violence is your trademark. Your feet run to do evil and rush to murder. Your thoughts are only of sinning, and wherever you go, you leave behind a trail of misery and death. If you don't know what true peace is, nor what it means to be just and good, you continually do wrong, and those who follow you won't experience any peace either. It is because of all this evil that you are not finding God's blessings. That's why he doesn't punish those who injure you. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord, how that speaks to America today. So many have turned their heart from God. Even though there are many, many, many Christians in America, we have found that those who are not serving God seem to have gotten control of the media, of our schools, of our culture, and we're having to pray for God to intervene. Okay, I see John is back, so we're going to try once again. As soon as you get on, John, please go ahead and pray and then start reading in the last two chapters of Revelation. Go ahead, John.
Okay, let me pray.
Good.
Baba, katika jina la Yesu, nakuja mbele zako ni kuomba kwa siku njema ambapo umenifikisha siku ya leo. Baba, asante kwa wema wako, asante kwa kuniamsha, asante kwa kuniweka kwenye Block Talk Radio niambie neno lako. Asante Mungu, sababu ndio Mungu mkuu. Ni katika jina la Yesu naomba na kuamini. Let me read verse 21.
Go ahead.
Kisha nikaona mbingu mpya na nchi mpya, kwa maana mbingu za kwanza na nchi ya kwanza zimekwisha kupita, wala hapana bahari tena. Nami nakuona, nikauona ule mji mtakatifu Yerusalemu mpya ukishuka kutoka mbinguni kwa Mungu, umewekwa tayari kama bibi harusi aliyekwisha kupambwa kwa mumewe. Nikasikia sauti kubwa kutoka katika kile kitu cha enzi ikisema, tazama, maskani ya Mungu ni pamoja na wanadamu, naye atafanya maskani yake pamoja nao, nao watakuwa watu wake, naye Mungu mwenyewe atakuwa pamoja nao, naye atafuta kila chozi katika macho yao, wala mauti haitakuwepo tena. wala maombolezi, wala kilio, wala maumivu, hata kulipa tena. Kwa kuwa mambo ya kwanza yamekwisha kupita, na yeye akitia juu ya kila kitu cha nje akasema, tazama, nafanya yote kuwa mpya. Akaniambia, andika ya kwamba maneno haya ni amini na kweli. Akaniambia, imekwisha kuwa mimi ni Alfa na Omega, mwanzo na mwisho. Mimi nitampa yeye mwenye kiu na chemchemi ya maji ya uzima bure. Yesu ndiye atayarithi haya, nami nitakuwa Mungu wake naye atakuwa mwanangu. Bali waoga na wasioamini na wachukizao na wauaji na wasinzi na wachawi na hao waabuduo sanamu na waongo, wote sehemu yao ni katika lile ziwa liwakalo moto na kiberiti. Hii ndiyo mauti ya pili. Akaja mmoja wa wale malaika saba waliokuwa na vile vitasa saba vilivyojaa yale mapigo saba ya mwisho, naye akanena nami akisema, njoo huku nami nitakuonyesha yule bibi arusi mke wa mwanakondoo. Akanichukua katika roho mpaka mlima mkubwa mrefu, akanionyesha ule mji mtakatifu Yerusalemu ukishuka kutoka mbinguni kwa Mwenyezi Mungu, wenye utukufu wa Mungu, na mwangaza wake ulikuwa mfano wa kito chenye thamani nyingi.
Chenye thamani nyingi
na mwangaza wake ulikuwa mfano wa kifo, ulikuwa na ukuta mkubwa mrefu wenye milango kumi na miwili, na katika lile milango malaika kumi na wawili, malaika kumi na wawili na majina yameandikwa, ambayo ni majina kabila kumi na mbili za Waisraeli. Upande wa mashariki milango mitatu, upande wa kusini milango mitatu, upande wa magharibi milango mitatu, na ukuta wa mji ulikuwa na msingi kumi na miwili, na katika ile msingi majina kumi na wawili ya wana mitume kumi na wawili wa mwana kondoo.
Yeye aliyesema nami alikuwa mwanzi
na dhahabu, hata kuupima huo mji wa milango ya tarafutani.
Huu mji ni wa miraba na marefu, miraba na marefu yake sawasawa na mapana ya kwa huo mji wa ule mwanzi ulikuwa kama maili 1,500, na yeye marefu yake
akaupima ukuta wake ukapata dhira 144 kwa kipimo cha kibinadamu. Maana yake ya malaika, mapenzi ya ule ukuta wake yalikuwa ya dhahabu, na mji ule ulikuwa na dhahabu safi, mfano wa kio safi, na misingi ya ukuta wa mji ulikuwa umepata kwa vito vya thamani vya kiarabu. Msingi wa kwanza ulikuwa yaspi, na pili ulikuwa wa utata. Alikadoni na nne zumaridi, na watano sadoniki, na sita akiki, na saba ilisoblito, na nane yapataa jadi zebore jadi wakwenda yakuti ya wanjano na kuni krisokraso, wa kumi na moja ya klito, wa kumi na mbili amethisto, na ina milango kumi na miwili. Hizi milango kumi na miwili ni lulu kumi na mbili, kila mlango ni lulu moja na njia moja, njia mji wa dhahabu safi kama kioo cha dhahabu. ameshi kuona hekalu ndani yake, kwa maana Mwana wa Mungu mwenyezi wa mwana kondoo ndiyo hekalu lake, na mtu yule haukuhitaji jua wala mwezi wakaze, kwa maana utukufu wa Mungu huutia nuru taa yake mwana kondoo. Na mataifa watembea katika nuru yake, na wafalme nchi huleta utukufu wao ndani yake. Milango yake haitofungwa kama ishara, kwa maana humo hamna usiku. Na wataleta utukufu na heshima ya mataifa ndani yake, na ndani yake haitaingia kama chochote kilichoongea. Verse 22. I'm sorry I'm having a cold, but I'll make it. Let me read the last verse. Kisha kanionyesha mto wa maji uzima wenye kung'aa kama bilauri kutoka katika kiti cha enzi cha Mungu na cha mwana kondoo, katikati ya njia kuu yake. Na upande huu na upande huu wa ule mto unakuwa kwa mto wa uzima uzao matunda aina ya 12, wenye kuota matunda ya Yesu na Mungu. Na majani ya mto huo ni ya kuwaponya mataifa, wala hapatakuwa na laana yoyote. Kiti cha enzi cha Mungu na cha mwana kondoo kitakuwa ndani yake, na watumwa wake watamtumikia kila, nao watamwona uso wake na jina lake litakuwa katika kitabu cha uzima wa milele. Wala hawapata kuwa na usiku tena, wala hawana haja tena wana nuru ya jua, kwa kuwa Bwana Mungu huutia nuru, nao watatawala hata milele na milele. Kisha akaniambia maneno haya, na mimi na kweli Bwana Mungu wa roho na nabii alimtuma malaika wake waonyeshe mtumwa wake mambo ambayo hayana budi kuwako upesi. Mtazama aja upesi, heri heri ayashikae maneno ya unabii wa kitabu hiki. Kabla ya hayo nabii niliyasikia na kuyaota mambo hayo, na hapo hukuyasikia na kuyaona, nilianguka sujudu mbele ya Mungu ya malaika yule mwenye kunionyesha hayo. Akaniambia, angalia, usifanye hivi na mjoli wako na waamuru zako na nabii na awale ayashikayo maneno ya kitabu hiki ushuhudie Mungu. Akaniambia, usiatie muhuri maneno ya nabii wa kitabu hiki, maana wakati huu umeridhia. Mwenye kudhulumu na azidi kukilumu, mwenye kuchafu na mwenye mchafu na azidi kuwa mchafu, na mwenye haki na azidi kufanya haki, na mtakatifu azidi kutakaswa. Tazama wale wapenzi na ujira wangu ukumwana nani, kwa mulipa kila mtu kama kazi yake rumu. Mimi ni Alfa na Omega, mwanzo na mwisho, wa kwanza na wa mwisho. Hivi wazifaa nguo zao wawe na umri kuendea. Basi mimi Yesu namtuma malaika wangu kushuhudia nyinyi mambo hayo kwa kanisa. Mimi ndiye niliye chini na mzao wa Daudi, ile nyota imepung'aa gasu. Na roho na bibi harusi wasema njoo, naye asikiae asikae yeye na kusema njoo, naye mwenye kiu na aje, naye atakaye atoa maji ya uzima bure. Namshuhudia kila mtu, namshuhudia kila mtu asikiae maneno ya unabii wa kitabu hiki. Mtu yote akiongoza, Mungu atamwongoza hayo mambo yaliyoandikwa katika kitabu hiki. Na mtu yoyote akiondoka lolote katika maneno ya unabii wa kitabu hiki, Mungu atamwondolea sehemu yake katika ule mti wa uzima na katika ule mji mtakatifu ambao habari zake zimeandikwa katika kitabu hiki. Yeye mwenye kuyashuhudia haya asema naam. Aje upesi, amini, auje. Bwana Yesu, neema ya Bwana Yesu na iwe pamoja nanyi nyote. Amina. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray.
Have you finished reading?
Yes.
Okay, would you like to give the salvation prayer?
Yes, let me pray.
Go ahead. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Have you got the phone right up to your mouth? Try putting the phone right up to your mouth and then speak. It's real soft. I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
That's better.
Yeah, my phone has a problem, that's why.
There, that's much better, right there. Okay,
yeah.
So we're so glad you could call in tonight. We prayed for you that you could call in, and I prayed for the people in your community, and I gave on the show before you called in contact information for myself and for World Map so that people can contact World Map and get some materials to study about the Lord and to become a shepherd or a pastor and to just ask for help in that way. So I have given all that contact information on this show. So can you report to us in English how it's going with your group of people there?
My group of people are going well. We are mandated to go to two campus using the laptop to listen to the radio show. And people are getting saved to attend and turning to the Lord. It is really doing wonders. We are praying that our church is very happy and the response from the people is very encouraging. I would like you to support us and continue supporting us and praying for us until we build a church of new church.
Praise the name of the Lord.
And they are greeting you all. They know about you and the Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, well, we're coming to the end of another great show, and so we're going to pray for our friends. Dear Lord, we thank you so much that our friends have been growing in the Lord and sharing with others about the Lord, and we pray that they will continue to be able to hear the radio show and to hear the Bible read and spoken in both English and Swahili. Lord, we pray that you would bless them financially, that you would help them to have work that will pay for their bills and take care of their families. And we pray that you would encourage and uplift them and help them to give good words one to another and to have prayer times together and encouragement to one another, Lord. For we know that it is a tough time in many parts of the world. We just pray, Lord, for your blessings and help them to withstand the things that might come against them. And we bind the spirit of evil that would come against your children around the world and loose the power of your angels, Lord, on the behalf of your Christian family. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Would you like to say a closing prayer?
Yes. Baba, katika jina la Yesu, asante sana. Kufikisha mwisho hii baba. Wewe ndiye Mungu. Wewe ndiye Mungu mwaminifu. Naja mbele zako kukuleta jina lako. Naja mbele zako nikikulilia, maana wewe ndiye Mungu mkuu. Uniokoe. Nipe neema. Katika jina la Yesu naomba. Katika jina la Yesu. Amen.
Amen. Well, remember, my friends, that God loves you, and I love you, and John loves you. And we're just so grateful that you are able to listen with us again. And we look forward to our time together every Friday night. I also have a show on Wednesday night. And once in a while on Sunday night, I do praise show. But you can listen any time of day or night to our shows at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. Thank you for being with us. God loves you and we love you. Good night, John.
Good night.
Take care, everybody. God loves you. Bye-bye.